Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good and everything's going well with you. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, psychic medium Michael, and I'm host for these 30 minutes. And so what I would just suggest is just sit back, relax, and think, you know, about these kind of shows, these call-in shows. A lot of times I always wonder, you know, why do people listen? You get something out of, you know, when I'm reading for somebody else, that might be also for you. So I would pay attention and just see what Spirit wants to say to your heart today on the show. So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and have an open, and then we'll be taking your calls. The call number to the is 347-327-9316. There's several callers ahead of you already, but just keep on trying to get on the switchboard. Again, that number is 347-327-9316. All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you again for another day on this planet, and we just thank you for the opportunity to serve you and to make our planet a better place, and let us be able to do that, and let us get out of the way and become these vessels that you want to use on our planet for good, and let us all just focus more on you and your will for our lives. And Father, Mother, God, let us manifest what we want in our lives by just focusing and just speaking it out. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray for my listeners. I pray that you would just meet their needs spiritually, physically, emotionally, whatever needs that they have. Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just meet those needs right now. And Father, Mother, God, in these 30 minutes, I just pray that you would just speak to our hearts. And we say namaste, and we say amen. Let's go ahead and open with a song, and then we'll be right back right after this song taking your calls. Thank you.
the blessings that are already with you and feel them flooding into your heart, into your awareness. And as we sing Namé, which means I bow to each blessing, to each gift from the divine.
All the time, every second of our lives, you know, Spirit is blessing us. Sometimes we just don't see those blessings, and, you know, I just want, you know, today for myself, you know, to be thankful for all the blessings that Spirit has brought into my life so far, and for the blessings that Spirit's going to be bringing into my life, you know, in the future. So, all right, let's go ahead and take some calls. 949, you are on air with me. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
I'm calling about a love interest. His name is Dave, and right now he is transitioning to try to be in a new place in his life. And right now I'm not part of it at the moment.
Right.
He has to figure it out and get it done. But we have connected. We have a good connection. So
right.
I just would like to know, do you see us getting back together again? For some reason, I sense and feel that we will. And even when I'm talking to you and saying,
right.
I guess I want more like a reassurance from someone else.
Right.
Conference.
Yeah. I feel like you guys, honestly, you got a really good spirit. I appreciate the energy and the spirit that's within you. And I want to acknowledge that before I answer your question. But the one thing that I'm picking up is that you guys are going to reconnect. I really feel good about the relationship. I feel like it's like a soulmate relationship. Also, it's a reconnecting from a past life. I feel like you guys have had a past life together where it was romantic in sense. So definitely I feel a reconnection. So
okay.
You just need to give him some space and be patient with him as he, you know, as he adjusts into his new life. And you know, it's going to take a little bit of time for him to adjust, but he will adjust. And I mean, he loves you with everything inside of him. So you know, so just be patient with him. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go ahead and speak to my next caller. Will be from 785. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Well, I recently have gone through something that medically hurt me.
Okay.
And everybody is telling me just to put, like, not even talk about it. They don't want me to even talk about it or anything. So my question to you is, I think I might have a possible legal case, and I was wondering what you pick up in that regard.
Okay.
Or if I should just stop thinking about it.
Yeah. I feel like that you need to take some legal action on this. That's what I'm picking up. So I would contact an attorney. You have some legal ground here. So that's one thing that I would do. You know, as far as these other people go, I wouldn't pay a lot of attention to that. You're the one that had the procedure done. You're the one that, is suffering because of it. So, and I'm sorry that you went through that. But I would take some legal action on this.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
No problem. You take care of yourself. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
Let's go ahead and speak to Nathaniel. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. It's Nathaniel.
I know. I haven't talked to you forever, it seems like. So how are you?
Yeah. Oh, not too bad.
Good. How can I help you?
Well, I have a kind of a job. That's only one question, but I have a job that I'm just a little iffy on, and then I made a work comp case on my last job because it was so hot. It was like 120 or 116 out there all summer.
Right.
So I have heat stroke. So I made a case against that because I don't feel very well.
Right. Yeah, your energy seems a little off today. I mean, maybe you're not feeling good today. As far as the work comp thing, I feel like you'll get that. I feel like that will come through for you. So, sorry you went through that, but
you know, it's just one of those things. And then I have a graveyard job now that's only, I worked last night. That might be some of it because I was up all night. And then I took some macho vitamins or something. I guess it had ginseng and something else in it, and I couldn't sleep the night before. So I haven't had any sleep for the last two nights.
Yeah, that might be what I'm picking up on. You just feel tired. So you need to get some rest, take care of yourself.
I got to work again all night tonight.
Yeah.
So that's the only days I work. And my boss is kind of really getting on my case yesterday or before because he said he wanted to talk to me. And I said, I want him to do this and patrol. I'm a security guard, so he wants me to, like, patrol around and kick homeless out. I had an incident where I had to kick a homeless guy out of the trash last night, and he said he didn't want to leave. And, so I kind of don't like doing it, but it's bad. It makes the place look bad, I guess, and it makes me look bad.
Right. But I feel like that things will get better for you as you go forward. So hopefully that helps.
Do you see me moving out of this hot thing by summer or anytime soon? I have a job at the House of Blues in Hollywood as a security host. But I don't know if that's going to come through.
Yeah, I feel like you will move and have a better situation by this time summer. I feel like that there's a move for you late April or early May. So... there could be a possible move in that time period. Something opening up for you.
Hey, well, Hey, it was good talking to you, Michael. Thanks a lot.
No problem, this thing. You take care of yourself and get some rest, okay?
Thanks a lot. Hey, you know who was that in the singing?
I don't know who the artist is on that song. But it's a beautiful song. I love that song. So,
you know, it's really soothing. You know, had a really soothing sound. I play music, and I was thinking, well, I should write some music with a higher spiritual vibration like this, because good choice of, you know, was that like a yoga chant or?
Right. Yeah.
Or like something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thanks again, Michael.
Okay, you take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.
Good talking to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and speak to 928. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
I have a question pertaining to love and relationships. I'm interested in someone right now.
Okay.
I just want to know what you pick up or what you, advice you can give me.
Okay. I keep hearing your spirit guide telling me patience, so you need to just be patient and let this unfold as it will. I do feel like that this person is a good match for you. I don't see any major problems. I do feel a little bit of fear, maybe on your part, a little bit of stepping out into this relationship. But I feel good about it. Feel like it will work out for you. So.
Okay, so just have patience and let it unfold as it should.
Yeah, because a lot of times, I mean, I've known this in my own life, a lot of times we rush things, we try to push things before they're supposed to happen, and so, you know, we get in a big hurry, and so I'm not saying that about you, but I'm just saying that we need to be patient and just let it unfold as it will.
No, that is exactly how I am.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I wouldn't push it too much, you know, just you know, ease up a little bit on the gas pedal on this relationship and just, you know, let spirit bless you. But I really feel good about it. I feel like this guy is a very honest person, and so it will work out. All right?
Okay, thank you so much for that.
No problem. You have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
You too.
All right, let's speak to next caller. It's 312. You're on air with me. Whoop, hold on. Everybody moved. Okay, 312. You're on air with me. Hi.
Oh, hi, Michael. This is Karen calling from Chicago.
Hi, how can I help you today, Karen?
Hi, I have a quick question. I recently got a job consulting at a manufacturing company in a corporate, in their corporate headquarters in like a suburb. And it's a really nice job, but they haven't told me how long I'm going to be there. So, you know, these projects could end like in 3 months. They could end like in a year, 4 years. But
yeah.
I'm just wondering if it does end. Do you see me going on to something else? Because someone kind of asked me about another project that they may have coming up, but they said that they have to get the contract first. So I'm kind of like up in the air right now. But I am working, so that's a good thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good thing that you're working. I'm saying that this job is going to last at least about a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm seeing about a year. This other opportunity, you know, maybe you could do that on the side. I don't know. But I feel good about both of those opportunities. But I feel like the one that you're in now will last for about a year.
Do you see them hiring in another position, or that'll just be a stepping stone to something else? Because they're really nice people. It's a really nice company, nice people, professional.
Yeah,
I feel
like that there's going to be some opportunities that come your way because of this job. Some advancement. And I feel like you're going to meet somebody else that will offer you another job when this one comes to an end. But I really feel good about this. So you're in the right place. You're doing the right things right now. So.
Yeah, it feels like the right place, right people, professional. I'm really happy. So
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let me give you my website address in case you're interested in setting up a full reading with me. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. There's not a lot over there right now. We're working on that site, but it's www.insightswithmichael.net. You can set up full readings with me over there, and you can also make a donation to the program and get us on air longer. It costs money to be on Blog Talk. Right now we have a free account, which means I can only do 30-minute shows. So if you're interested in making a donation, you can do that over at www.insightswithmichael.net. Let's go ahead and speak to my next caller, which is 843. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I would like a message. I feel like my life is going in a different direction. There seems to be some new beginnings, especially career-wise. And there's some love coming in. And spiritually, too, there's something that's happening that I can't quite grasp. And so I feel like it all has it's like spiritually there's something shifting and everything else is changing because of it. And so any message that will help me get through what's happening now or help me understand pretty much.
Yeah. The one thing that I keep picking up about you is that you need to work with your spirit guide, especially during this time of change that's happening in your life right now. You need to really work with your spirit guide, and how you do that is by meditation and just asking for help. Definitely in a period of change, the next year is going to be a year of change for you. The rest of this year and then into next year, definitely see a lot of change going on. They're only good things. I only see positive things for you. The one thing I would tell you is just trust your guide to lead you in the right direction. You're doing really well. There's no reason to panic. You're doing really well. You just need to be more open to opportunities that come your way, because there's some really good things ahead for you. So, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Can I ask one little thing? I wanted to see if I was supposed to pursue my healing work.
Yeah, definitely. You need to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
What scares you about that? Because I picked up some fear when we were talking about that. Is there something that scares you?
2 years ago, I did it without thinking about it. I was a healer for a long time, and then I opened up my own center. And during that time, I had something happen foundationally with my family, my parents, and so I gave it up, thinking I had to get really solid and stable, and went into corporate America, and it just became really tough to have so much, to be so connected and be in. I mean, it just became tough, hard to, you know, be able to feel so much and see so much in a corporate environment. And I managed well, but things would just happen where it would push me out. And so I'm almost feeling like I'm being forced to go back in, but I'm really concerned about, you know, the solidity of it, the stability of it, and that kind of thing. It's just...
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm resisting it more this time around than when I was younger. And I even questioned my skills a little bit. I feel like I've grown, but I don't necessarily feel confident in it because I haven't been doing it as much. So it just feels kind of off. I don't know.
Yeah. One thing I would suggest to you is you know, just, you know, talk to your spirit guide about it. I feel like that's really an area that you need to work on. And it will, you know, be more stable this time around for you. So just focus on that. And, you know, I would hate for you to stop it just due to some fears and things like that. You know, it's not going to be a repeat of the past. It's going to be a better thing this time around for you. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I definitely feel that. I feel people coming in to really support. So definitely feel that. I just wish I could knock this out of me.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go ahead and speak to 702. You're on air with me. Hi.
Good morning, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, it's Rose. Can you send a message, please?
This must be patient day. Because I keep hearing patience. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's not my strong suit.
I know. It's not mine either, but I feel like that you need to be more patient. Things are about ready to unfold for you in a great way. You know, I know I tell you that all the time, but I definitely feel it. So
okay, patience, please.
Yeah. Yeah. And you need to ask Archangel Michael. You need to ask Archangel Michael for some help. He's standing by just waiting to help you, so you might want to ask him for some help. He's a protection angel, so there might be a security issue. I don't see anything major, but since he's stepping in, he's a protection angel, so it might... You might just have a heads up, you know, if you go out today, you know, just pay attention to what's around you and things like that.
Wow, and he is my go-to guy. I call on him like a zillion times a day. I'm always calling on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do so much walking and everything, and sometimes you're, you know, not always
right.
Sure if it's early in the morning or late at night. So,
right.
Okay, good to know. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. All right. Let's try to squeeze in another call here really quick. 404, you're on air with me. We'll be in a minute. Just hold on. All right. You're on air.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Hi. This is T. And I just want to know, what do you see as far as... my progression at my current job.
Okay. I feel like you're doing good. I don't feel like that, you know, I feel like that maybe things are not moving as fast as you think they should. But I feel good about it. I feel like that there will be some progression, some advancement in this job. So I would just continue just to focus on what you want. And not focus on the things you don't want. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you see me changing professions, or do you see me staying here for a long period of time?
I see you finishing out this year at where you are. I do feel like that there's a change next year for you. Looks like around about February of next year, where there's a job change. But I feel like that you're going to finish out this year at your present location. So.
Okay. And thank you so much. Just wanted to know if you see the next job being medical field.
Yeah, I definitely see medical stuff in your future. So where you'll be working in it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and close out the program. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My website address is www.insightswithmichael.net. Again, that's www.insightswithmichael.net. You can set up full readings over there or make donations to this program. So, all right, let's go ahead and close out. And I appreciate you guys. Have a good day. Thank you for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio. Be blessed. Bye-bye.